Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to Pop Law Podcast, presented to you by Revolt Podcast Network. I'm your host, Desiree, and I'm still not your attorney. This is the Pop Law Breakdown. Pop Law Breakdown is a segment of the show that breaks down the law related to the topic of our guest episodes. On this episode of Pop Law Breakdown, I will be diving into the copyright and First Amendment laws as applied to the criminalization of hip-hop lyrics. On the episode with Lawrence Dobson, we discuss the criminalization of hip-hop lyrics and how it impacts art and may stifle rappers' creativity. Now let's delve into how the policing of these lyrics impact the law. Copyright is a type of intellectual property that protects original works of authorship as soon as an author fixes it in a tangible medium form of expression. In copyright law, there is a lot of different types of works, including paintings, photographs, illustrations, musical compositions, sound recordings, computer programs, books, poems, blog posts, movies, architectural works, plays, and of course, music lyrics. Works are original when they are independently created by a human author and have at least a little bit of creativity. A rapper or producer automatically secures a copyright in both the lyrics and a beat of a rap once it is created and fixed in a tangible form. Tangible forms include written song lyrics, music sheets, and audiovisual recordings. Based on this description, music lyrics fall under the copyright protection. The First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This is a federal right, which means that the states must listen to the federal government and individual states cannot make laws that violate federal law. Freedom of speech is a cornerstone of our democracy, and the purpose is to give Americans the right to express our opinions without government censorship or control. Although what we say can have consequences, those consequences typically do not include jail time. Further, bills have been presented on the federal and state level to attempt to safeguard creativity and to ban the use of hip-hop lyrics as evidence in criminal cases. In New York, the Rap Lyrics on Trial bill is a bill backed by rappers Jay-Z and Meek Mill. The intent of this bill is to limit the admissibility of evidence of a defendant's creative or artistic expression against such defendants in a criminal proceeding. This bill has passed the Senate, but as of June 2022, it is stalled and the rules are under review. In California, Bill AB 2799 was enacted to restrict the use of creative expression, not just lyrics, against criminal defendants unless the judge makes the finding of the probative value outweighs the prejudice of the use of the creative expression. And in federal court, the RAP Act would add a presumption to the federal rules of evidence in order to limit the admissibility of evidence of a defendant's creative or artistic expression against such defendant in a criminal proceeding. So when we look at copyright and First Amendment protections together, and in the context of criminalizing lyrics, this is a form of censorship, which the two laws together are enacted to avoid. Together, the laws allow controversial work to enter the marketplace despite public opinion. It prevents the government body from denying a work protection based on a subjective view of the content. Ultimately, cherry-picking rap lyrics to build criminal cases is an attack on the laws created to protect the creative expression and freedom of speech. Criminalizing hip-hop lyrics and solely attacking this genre of music as literal accounts of crimes, rather than classifying rap music as fictional, elaborate stories, violates our First Amendment. The Dixie Chicks are not in jail for Goodbye Earl. Willie Nelson is not in jail for Redhead Stranger. And Colter Wall is not in jail for Kate McKinnon. If we're going to set this standard that music lyrics that illustrate violence are not protected works, then this standard needs to apply to virtually all of the entertainment industry, including other genres of music, movies, books, television, video games, and most importantly, to white people. Thank you for watching the breakdown episode of Pop Law Podcast. You can find Pop Law Podcast on Instagram at Pop Law Podcast, our website, poplawpodcast.com, on all streaming services presented to you by Revolt Podcast Network, and most importantly, continue to watch on the Pop Law YouTube channel. I'm your host, Desiree, and please remember, I am still not your attorney.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.